Well, really, you know, we are the Bodines, Del Sam and I, and that's the way it always kind of was from the first record. Even, you know, we started out as two voices and two guitars, even in, as a local band in Milwaukee. That's how we would open for other bands.
The Bodines' formula for making music is a simple one. Two voices, two guitars, and over two decades of hook-filled songs. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. There's a lot of buzz when the Bodines released their first albums back in the late 80s, boosted by work with T-Bone Burnett, Robbie Robertson, and U2. 20 years later, the Wisconsinite duo of Kurt Newman and Sam Yannis is still at the core, still friends, and still earning accolades from high-ranking pals in music. Appropriately, the Bodines just released an album called Still, and T-Bone Burnett once again returns to the producer's chair, helming the band's signature melody and harmony-filled tunes. Kurt and Sam are also the guests of WFUV's Darren DeVivo recently, and he got some details on their history with T-Bone and each other.
So, Kurt and Sam, when did the two of you meet?
We were 17 in 11th grade in high school, and we met through a mutual friend in the study hall and just discovered quickly that we both really loved music a lot, and so we would sit for hours and just talk about it and dream of having a band. And
were you both playing? Both played guitar?
At the time, Kurt played drums, and I didn't play anything, but I always sang along to the radio ever since I was, you know, three or something. And right out of high school, Kurt got a guitar for his birthday, started playing that. And after about a year of that, I had been to school a little bit, but it didn't work out for me. He called me up, said, "Hey, you want to get a band together?" And I said, "I'll be right over." And never really stopped since then.
Thinking how the times are changing. Don't know why, but I guess that's true. I found a chain and broken locket in a drawer, reminded me of you. Yeah, they say you can't go back home. Stay away, it's better that way. Standing on this empty street, I'm looking for a faded yesterday. Looking for potentials that got left behind. Looking for the reasons we tried. Somewhere.
Tell me about working with T-Bone Burnett. I guess you've kept in contact with him over the years, that he's popped up several times in your history.
It was funny with this record because we had recorded the whole record. We had recorded about 23 songs, and we were getting ready to kind of just put it together and find a home for it. And I was flying out of the airport at Austin, Texas, and all of a sudden this large man comes walking by me, and I'm just like, T-Bone, you know. And we start talking, and I tell him, you know, what's going on. It was kind of magical how he just kind of came into this record like that. You know, he's like, "Yeah, send me the stuff." And he didn't have time for it. He was working on the Robert Plant record and the Across the Universe movie and getting ready to work with B.B. King and all these people at once. But he's like, "Yeah, let's do this." Because, you know, we've been doing it for so long. We're not like the new hip act. And it's hard to, you know, release records when you do release eight of them. People are just like, "Oh, another record." You know, they're not so excited. So it's nice when he would give us, you know, a talk saying how important it was for us to keep doing it, you know, that there was something we did that was unique and interesting and that you have to keep doing it.
Yes, I know that it's only love that, yes, I know that it's only time that, yes, I know that it's only hope that gets you through. But it takes a little love to love, and it takes a little time for two, and it takes a little hope to hope you make it through. Try today to say something for real, spoken true. And I whip it up toward the sky, and I know that I want to try, but I need a little help to help me make it through.
Recorded live at FUV, it's the Bodines performing the song Every Day. You can find this and other in-studio interviews in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.